This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right about now, it's time for Let's Talk It Out on a hashtag Grind and Hustle Monday. And we are joined by you, Mr. Dlamini, to speak about the Minko Post. Mr., good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sir. Are you doing good?
I am very well, sir. Good morning.
Right, it is hashtag Grind and Hustle, and we are speaking about the Minko Post on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Mr. Dlamini, we want to know, maybe igama elithena the Minko Post. What is that? Just take us through, if the Minko Post ukuthena yini yona leyo.
Okay, no, thank you so much for the opportunity. So, greetings to all the followers, Nabalalele Makaya. Such an honor to be here. Well, vermicomposting sounds like a very, like a very strong English word. It's very simple, actually. Vermicomposting is made out of amagama I two. It's vermi and composting.
Okay.
Composting basically is just the breaking down of organic matter. Masculine organic matter. Basically, it's cool about anything, ebolayo, anything that can move from a state of being fresh to a state of being spoiled.
Okay.
So composting is basically that process. And then vermi, the word vermi means worms. So it is a fancy way for worms. So it's worm composting, vermi composting.
Mm. Now, how does it differ from a traditional composting methods?
Okay, all right, yeah. So basically, yeah, vermicomposting, the most important thing about vermicomposting is that if you look at composting, the traditional composting, on its core process on how it happens, composting basically is just the use of bacteria and fungi to actually compost. So lente suki bolisa, lokukudla suke sifuna ukubolisa, whatever material suke siya, and it's bacteria and fungi. Mm. The difference now with vermicomposting is that it's not necessarily bacteria and fungi that is doing the composting, but it's the earthworms themselves. That is why it's called vermicomposting. So the difference here is that the earthworms will have to eat the food, so the composting process happens inside the earthworm as the food passes through the earthworm, and then there's a puma, the compost, ekcineni. So that's how it differs.
Mm. Now, vermi means worm, so I can call it a worm compost.
Yes, it's worm compost or vermi compost or worm castings. Some people they call them castings. Yes, worm castings.
Nice. What are the benefits now of vermi compost for soil health and plant growth?
Okay, for soil health and plant growth, very interesting. Well, vermi compost offers several benefits, especially on two you mentioned, with soil health, now we plant growth. It is that this compost, it enhances your soil structure. It's the same thing, njengomzimba. It needs to have a structure. And the structure, it is maintained and also sustained by amafactors amaningi. So like for example, emhlabeni ukuze ama crops akwazi ukukhula, you need oxygen flow there, so we call it aeration. So even with compost, then the compost itself, it improves that soil aeration so that there can be oxygen flow. So what it does, it creates ama pores like emhlabathini, enough pores so that umoya ukwazi ukukhula, and then that translates to plants growing very well. It also improves your water retention as well. Ukuthi umhlaba ukwazi ukubamba amanzi ahlale. That means you will use less water than to irrigate your crops.
Okay.
And also it improves your root penetration. Remember ukuthi ama nutrients emhlabathini, they are at different levels. You find nutrients at your deeper levels of your soil, some at your shallow, some are just at the middle. So depending on what plant you are growing, then you want your roots to penetrate to exactly where your crops are. To exactly where your nutrients are.
Yeah.
So it also improves your root penetration as well. There's quite a lot of things. It is also rich in nutrients as well.
Yeah.
Your macronutrients, that is your potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen, and also nama micronutrients as well, that you can't necessarily get from a bag of synthetic fertilizer. The most important thing about lama micro, about even the composting, that it is not just a bag of compost that is rich in nutrients, but it is rich in microorganisms. The one thing that we want is those microorganisms. As legelela, they are like your body immune system. The stronger the immune system, then the more sustainable umzimba wako will be. Mm. So mhlabathi is the same thing as well, so that you don't become dependent on the compost or on the fertilizer each and every season you are planting. So when you introduce these microorganisms atholakala la kwi compost, they keep your soil healthy and self-sufficient as well. And the last two that I can say in terms of my benefits, it also contains locusing to our growth stimulants. Afana nama auxins, nama capillarin. They promote root development. It's jalo sako sebe nama roots agahle are stronger. That is very much important, because if your roots are weaker, and then you won't get your vertical upwards growth, meaning your plant won't grow up. If it can't grow up, then it means it cannot, you cannot sell anything, basically. So it also contains a whole lot of growth stimulants, and also it balances your pH as well. Because mhlabathi wakho ungabi too acidic noma ungabi too alkaline, so that ama plants akagcine ngakwazi ukukhula, but it balances the pH to exactly what you want.
Yo, I'm intrigued. Like, seriously, I am.
Mm-hmm. And ngithanda ukuza ukuthi can you take us to a process of ama vermicomposting and ama roles of earthworm and ama microorganisms?
Okay. Well, when it comes to e-process, the process is very simple, yet the process is very simple, yet it requires one to know the technical part of things and also the scientific part of things. But I will just summarize kona kuzoba lula ngendlela right. But the process is very simple. The first thing is that you need to then establish what exactly do you need, right? In this case, you need your worms, ama worms, because with vermicomposting, it's the earthworm that is doing the work and it's not you. So you need the worms. And you also need feed. The worms are livestock, so they need to feed. You need feed as well, and then you need an environment. La ozo abeka kona ma worms. So these are the three things that you need. La ozo sala kona, then intazo yield, and then besu beywona ama earthworms.
Yeah.
So your compost will come out of what they feed on. So basically, the first thing, Gulama steps is your setup. So you need to establish a vermicomposting bin. You can use ama bins.
Yeah.
You can use ama worm beds, or you can use what we call ama windrows. Maybe next time we can get a chance to actually explain all of these things.
Yeah.
And then you will need things that we consider as bedding. So the best way of explaining this entire process of setup, ama worms, for us as human beings, you have the camero, or your bedroom where you sleep, and then you have a kitchen where you eat, or your dining room where you eat. So with earthworm, the dining room and the kitchen is in the same place. So you need some material that you will treat as bedding, and some material that you need as feed. So with the material that you will use as bedding, it's things like your cocoa, your shredded paper, all of those things, your cardboards and all of that. They love that element of carbon. So you need that. And then you will need organic material like your fruit waste, your kitchen waste, your vegetable waste, and then they will eat that as feed. So you set that up, say, for example, in a worm bin. So you put your bedding first, and then you put your feed, and then you introduce your earthworms. The process of introducing some earthworms, we call it worm inoculation. So you inoculate your worms inside your bin, and then they will start basically just working on this material. And you don't have to check on them each and every day. They don't like being disturbed. And you need to make sure where you store your bins, or where you've built your worm beds, or ama windrows wakho, it is in a space where sunlight cannot necessarily reach directly. So if it's an open space, you need to close your worm beds, make sure that they are covered each and every time. They need to be covered. They love the element of darkness, and also they don't like light as well. And then they will just feed on it. They will decompose the material. And then after some time, depending how strong or hard your material is, and then say, for example, in about 2 months or so, we usually use 60 days to 90 days at the farm. Then you will have ready compost. Then you take that compost that is ready. You put it in a machine. It's a machine that you can buy. It's a worm compost harvester. Or you can just basically build your own DIY machine. And then ukwazi ukuthi usifte i compost yakho, you bag it, and then you sell it or you use it on your crops. The process I can simply explain it like that, but obviously, yeah. And then when we get more time, so we'll just discuss all the intricate things that goes under all these steps.
About the materials that can be used in a vermicomposting system and how they are converted into a nutrient rich compost.
Okay, all right. Now, with that, the material that we can use, I did touch on some. So there are categories of a material that you can use when you are vermicomposting. Number one is your vegetable scraps.
Yeah.
So masculine mama vegetable scraps, it's your peelings. Basically, when you're peeling, what exactly are you peeling? You can peel potatoes, a kitchen, whatever that you are peeling, basically, that you can feed to your earthworms. Your leftovers as well. You ate a kaya and you felt guti, mzambe, ususuti, and you don't want to use that food again. Yeah. You can basically feed that to your earthworms. Anything that is organic, as I did explain it earlier, anything that has the ability to move from the state of being fresh to the state of being spoiled, basically you can use it. So vegetable scraps, you can also use your fruit waste as well. Nakona ma peels, ma cores and pulps, you can use that. And your garden waste, your leaves, grass clippings and plant trimmings, you can use all of that. A kaya on a lawn, you shredded your lawn and you don't want to throw that away. In fact, we don't believe in waste. There is nothing that is waste like with any composting. 100% everything can be used somehow. Yeah. So number four, your paper products as well. As I did explain, it's your shredded newspaper, cardboard. They love cardboard. It has to be brown cardboard. We usually avoid your printed cardboard, especially long at sea, we are glossy in a way.
Yeah.
We usually avoid that because now with ink comes a whole lot of chemicals or a chemical composition, and we don't want to be controlling those factors because it comes with its own cost and administration. So plain brown cardboard is the best. Office paper, non-glossy, again, very, very useful. And other organic materials like your coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Your tea bags, and they also love my eggshells, cool eggshells. So I started seeing my dandekai, I started seeing my tea bags, my coffee grounds. These are the things that you can even make an arrangement with the restaurant to say Yonke Wednesday, and I'll be collecting it every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you get your worm feed for free, then translates to you getting your worm compost for free as well. So let me tell you, it's then broken down by earthworms.
Yeah.
And I'm a microorganism. So in your worm bed or in your worm bin, like Shalakonama earthworms work, basically it's not just the earthworms that are active there. There are also other beneficial microorganisms helping the earthworms to actually break down the material. So how it happens is that worms will then eat this as it passes through, the worm is just a pipe.
Yeah.
It has no intestines, nothing. As it passes through, there are, microorganisms that are busy digesting this, and then as the earthworm casts it out, and then that is actually what you use as the compost. So lapana ngaphakathi kuma worm, they are ama worms are gizzards basically.
Yeah.
And also nama enzymes, nama microorganisms in the ngaphakathi that actually digest this thing, and then it becomes your worm compost. Oh my God, this is for me.
Yazi, I think you have actually enunciated on a lot of questions that we did have on the show. Now, I want to know just a random question. I've seen people, the worm farmers, especially, is it safe?
No, it's not safe. And in fact, that's violation of nature.
Yeah.
It's not safe. I'm a chemicals. The process of vermicomposting or the entire, because worm compost, worm farming, vermicomposting is just one aspect of it. There are about six aspects of it. But all these six aspects, you must make sure that you try by all means to keep the process as organic as possible.
Yeah.
So the use of synthetic chemicals, synthetic chemicals, so it's not necessarily safe for them. You're forcing them out of an environment. Now that you've used the chemicals, that's why they suge the pum,
Mr. Dlamini, please take us through ama details on ilokuzana I workshop ekhona laphayana ku Zoom. Let people know ukuthi na bengakwazi ukujoina kanjani, baxhumana kanjani futhi nani about vermicompost.
Oh, okay. All right. So, sine workshop a corner. It will take a form of a masterclass, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
It will be on Microsoft Teams. Izobe ingo Wednesday the 29th. Angeyazi isikhohlo sokulokuvota.
Yeah, yeah.
It is from 6 p.m. Kuze kushaye half past 9. So yeah, it's a long masterclass, but it will be worth it. And this is obviously discussing the topics, five main topics there in details, including local discussion. I'm saying. So we'll just do an intro to Ivemi culture and Ivemi composting, and then we'll look at different Ivemi composting systems and also how to optimize a nutrient veil, how to get the best compost out of your system, and also specialized applications as well. We apply Aganjan, we apply Agupi, Levem Composite of Legalelangan. Then lastly, we will look at the economic viability and market. We will see how can you make a business out of it. So, Plaga 29 from 6 to 9:30, then we will be available. It is online. Everyone and anyone is welcome to actually join us. The workshop is arranged and facilitated and hosted by a platform called To Sharing Is Learning. So, yes, about thing about details, I believe they can be in contact with who, Mr. Magalela. Maybe I can share my contact details. Okay?
Yes, please.
Via WhatsApp, you can reach him just to RSVP 074-389-0980. So that's 074-389-0980.
Mr. Dlamini, thank you so much. And yes, good senakela ama worms in bed.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.